Right, audioboo people. I have arrived at my. I've got a what? A pillow vibrator.
I don't know what that is.
It probably is an emergency thing, isn't it?
Oh, I see what you mean. Yes.
When the fire alarm goes off, it vibrates the pillow.
Oh, I have that in my university dorm room.
Dearest audioboo people, I have arrived at my hotel for the night, which is the Great Northern at King's Cross, which has been open 2 weeks. It's had a £40 million refit, and Mark has come along to help me explore my room and have dinner with me.
Yes.
I have one of the accessible qubit rooms. I had originally asked not to have an accessible room, but they persuaded me at reception that it would be much larger than the normal qubit room. I have to say, I mean, I don't know how to measure this for audio boo, but let's pace it, shall we? I'm just to the sort of main room area.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose if you count the landing, or whatever
you
call the landing.
Yes. Okay, so you can get the acoustics in here. This is the door, yeah. And Mark's at the other end, so I'm going to pace it, normal paces. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Sorry.
I'd say about seven steps to the window. And 1, 2, 3, 4. 4.5 to the other side. I've had much, much, much larger rooms for a lot less money.
I've had bigger travel rooms.
I have to say...
I've had a lot less well-equipped rooms in travel rooms. Yeah.
I mean, it's perfectly pleasant, but let's just say, sitting on the side of the bed here, if I kick my feet out, there's a wall before they even get... I mean, I would say between bed and wall is about 40 centimetres. Which, if you were a wheelchair user, wouldn't be accessible.
No, I think the argument would be you come to this side rather than the other side.
What happens if there are two staying together?
You're in
It's perfectly pleasant, but, yeah, whether it's worth the money, I'm not necessarily yet convinced.
It just seems very... inaccessible for an accessible room.
It does. I mean, maybe she picked the wrong one by accident.
Maybe,
though. Although it's got the overhead shower and... I mean, the bathroom is an accessible room shower.
The bathroom is basically a wet room, which makes sense.
The music in the background here is the television, where this is one of their selling points. They claim they have an entertainment system where everything is free, basically. Films, music, audio books or something, you said.
Yes,
all sorts of things. They have complimentary water, which is very kind.
Yes.
And they have a pantry at the end of the corridor, which we're going to investigate now. And then we'll come back here. I'll change my jacket for another jacket, and we can go and investigate bar or restaurant, depending on what the time is. Restaurant. What's the time now?
10:02.
10:02. Oh, jeepers. Okay. Vance, would you like to come here? Well, actually, even if you don't want to come here. Come on. Vance has been really naughty today. I left him whilst taking Fee to the station because I was a bit late. And whilst I was out, Vance decided to indulge in ransacking the kitchen bin. Are you exploring my bathroom?
Do you mind if I just cross in the toilet?
Of course. Come here, Vance. Do I have any nice complimentaries in there?
You have complimentary bath stuff. So you got soap, shampoo, conditioner, and a cup.
And a cup. Excellent. Well, I look forward to the cup. Right. Sorry?
By the toilet rather than the sink.
Right. Whereabouts did you put the remote control?
Sorry, give me a second.
No, it's fine. So what I could do is pull my jacket out now, and that would save us some time, wouldn't it? Oh, we now have Fleetwood Mac with Everywhere. Da, da, one, two, three, four. Oh, I think I've found the remote control. No, it's all right. It's not a problem at all. I've found it. It's, it has buttons on it. I was worried that it might be a flat screen thing, so that's good. At your name. You know that I've fallen and I don't know what to say. Ring a little louder. So I found the control.
You found it?
Yes.
You found out how to use it?
No.
Right.
Don't worry. Oh, I'm not too...
There's like a directional pad thing.
Okay. Oh, right, in the middle, yeah.
And if you press the appropriate direction, it will go on the previous or next track. Or if you press down, it will go on the menu. And that will go on to new album. Right. Hang on. Right. This service is subject to service charge of no pounds. Okay. So if you press the middle one, that's okay. Right, good. And then you can move it across using the thingy you get. And then. So that's. That is various loafers? Yeah, loafers. So, by the look of it, that's the sandpipers.
I have to say, the day we get an accessible hotel television will be a triumph.
Yes.
I've never yet had a menu system that I can actually see.
Yes.
Never mind. Anyway, let's stop on this. It's fine. Goodbye. Oh, sorry. I'm just going to very quickly, I thought I might as well just put my jacket on now. So just bear with me. In fact, I'm going to pause this boot. I need to very quickly let Fee know I'm here. So we might still be slightly late for dinner, but... A German socket.
A German...
Yes, it might be difficult when on the train.
Yeah, but you're not going to be on the train all the time.
But that's when I need my phone to keep me company. Okay. And that's when it tends to run out. And I've got a 11-hour train journey to get there.
Yeah, okay.
Right, shall we go and investigate this pantry and then go down to dinner? Do I need anything for dinner? Anything in my pocket? There's nothing else I need here. Can you remind me, if possible, if you remember, when I get back here later on, when we part company later on, that I need to check all my travel documents and stuff to make sure that I don't get to Eurostar tomorrow morning and find I haven't got anything with me.
Yes.
Okay. I know it's going to be difficult to do anything about it in the middle of the night, but at least I can do something about it theoretically.
Well, yes. Well, it's more that you've got anything when you go tomorrow morning you've got to check, isn't it?
Yes, but what?
I mean, I'm viewing everything here. I'm viewing
everything. No, that's what I mean is checking that, because I haven't double-checked, I did check passport, but, you know, of checking it more.
If you forget your passport, I think the world will be crumbled.
It's true. Right, okay. And the pet passport.
And the pet passport, yes.
I'm just going to wash my hands very quickly. Wait there, Vance. Sink. Oh, there we go. Right, so I need to remember to take the card with me. You right?
You're going to say why I've been right now.
I think they give you a few seconds to do it. Wait there, Vance. Right, let's find the door.
Yeah,
got it. Until they're new, the doors are still sticking.
Yeah.
Do come then, Mark. Even.
Thank you,
Vance. I don't even want to call you Vance.
Right, more after.
You could have left your bag in there if you'd wanted, but.
I could have.
Do you want to?
I can't believe not, actually.
Hang on a sec.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. No, that's all right. RFID locking. There you go.
That'll do. Sorry. Let's dump my piece of paper I have to get here on there.
Oh, you printed something off, did you?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Just so I knew where I was going.
All right, should we go and have a look at this pantry thing then?
Yeah.
And then we'll go and find dinner.
Yeah.
Okay, Vance, you find the way for me. So this is something that they make a big thing about, having these pantries. What number's my room? 311?
Yeah.
Oh. Is this it?
Yes.
Oh.
It's like a T-point.
I see. Feels just like being at work.
Yeah. There's your cappuccino maker.
Oh, right, okay.
Next to me on my left.
Yep.
Oh, so you're right. You've got a cake right in front of you, basically.
Ah.
A strawberry with kind of strawberry cake with strawberry icing. So a sponge cake with strawberry cake.
Excellent. Well, I might have to have that for pudding.
And only one slice gone, or two slices gone, maybe.
Anything in the cupboards?
You have cups and glasses.
Cool, they smell so new.
I know.
So look outside.
You've got a view of the taxi rank.
For St. Pancras, presumably, or the King's Cross one. It's the King's Cross one.
I don't know which is which.
And what's over this side?
That is a ledge. Above the ledge, there's a shelf with books on it.
Oh, right.
So you can read about Nelson or 1996's wisdom. and then to your right, you
yep.
have jars of licorice and sweeties.
Oh, sweeties.
Mm.
Excellent. What about to these?
Down on the ledge. Yeah. So you've got, that's some kind of few pastels, I think.
Mm.
Then you've got a different kind of fruit pastels.
Mm.
And then you've got some kind of lemony sweet and a big one to the right.
Might have to come and raid these before going tomorrow morning. Do you think they empty them out ready for anybody leaving?
Yes. Just in case you decide to take the
whole Yeah. Just for the record, Audiobrew, that wasn't my intention. Right, should we go and find dinner then?
Yeah, sorry.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Article about Hamburg.
Hamburg, really?
In the well, yes, but it's about the football club rather than.
Oh right, okay. Okay, Vance, you find the door for me.
Actually, I was going to give you a new statement because they had a whole spread on how Britain should be more like Germany.
Really? Right. Excellent. That sounds quite fun. Steady, fam, steady.
But then I read it and realised it wasn't that good, so.
Oh, have I gone past the door?
There's the stairs.
Where was the lift?
Lift was.
I think it might have been. Yeah. I might have been back that way a bit.
Sorry.
No, it's alright. I can't work out way around.
Oh, yeah.
Find left one.
To your left.
Okay, where's the door?
Yeah. That's the door, but it's the other side is the... Yeah, push.
Ah, it's on the electro thing, is it? Is there a button?
Sorry.
Where is the button, just so I can find it?
Keep on going my way, yes, sir.
Round one there,
yep.
Next to the emergency one.
Emergency one.
Yeah. Apparently that's part of building regulations. You have to put the alarm next to those buttons.
Right, why?
So that if the button doesn't work, you hit the alarm and you still manage to get out.
Oh, I see.
But it's a bit of a pain when you're feeling for buttons.
Yeah, and you feel it wrong when you're in a brain buzzing.
So I think we want to go to the first floor.
I think you might be right, but...
Plum and spilt milk.
I think they also have it on the lift buttons.
Oh, right, okay. Is that us? Okay.
Yep. And yes, you're right. It's one.
Very cosy lift. I suppose it's quite a cosy building in general, isn't it?
It is a very cosy building. Is it central enough London? No.
Yeah, pretty convenient.
Yeah.
Right. I'll let you go first, and I'll try and try and follow. Where are you, Mark? Oh, you're there. Okay. That's all right. Table in the name of Johnson. That's it.
You go first.
Okay. Yeah. You tell me where I'm going. Stay on the bench. You go ahead, Mark, yeah. And then I'll try and follow.
Okay.
I don't know where I'm going, Mark.
Do you want chair or bench?
I'll go for a bench.
Okay, so there's a bench.
Over here, is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, fine. Okay, perfect. Sit there, Vance. I'm down. Is it okay for you where he is?
Yeah, that should be fine.
Okay, just shout if he's in the way.
Yeah.
It's not a problem. Thank you.
See, you want to just jump in a bit on the side as well so you get on the table in front of
you? Yep, that's fine.
You don't want to put the table on him.
Fine. Thank you very much. Sorry?
I'm going to try and not to bother you, though. Thank you. Right, we only have the cocktail menu at the moment.
Oh, do we? Okay.
Hopefully that will be back in time.
Do you fancy an aperitif or something? We're good, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Could we just have some tap water for the table, and we'll order some wine then.
He's a
bit odd. He
is.
I can't believe he's the second guide dog in here. I thought we were in on being the first.
Well, yeah, after a few weeks you would have thought you'd be.
Yeah.
You've been using the drum for a
while. I know, it's appalling.
Right, so you're under flavours.
You want wines, are you?
Yeah, sorry.
Fine, okay.
So you're under flavours first. So, for example, on the red we have fruity and soft, lively and fruity, generous and rounded, robust red, firm, classically structured, Burgundy and Pinot Noir.
Yeah.
Or Bordeaux style.
Or what, sorry?
Bordeaux style.
Bordeaux style. Okay.
So I don't know what you want to.
How much is Pinot Noir?
How much is Pinot Noir? Between 39 and 85.
Okay, shall we have a look on the pricing? Have a look at this menu by price.
Okay. So we have a...
I paid £30 for a bottle of wine at the Albert Hall last night, so...
yeah.
I would anticipate paying a little bit less than that, but...
Yeah, the Spanish solo club,
is it really? Jeepers.
It might be cheaper on the other page as well.
Shall we have a look at the other pages?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Yep. Okay, thank you. That would be wonderful if you could, please. Thank you.
So we've got Merlot very soon.
Yep.
I don't know what more will be about the
No. Okay. Yep. Languedoc wine is meant to be quite sort of underrated, but reasonably good, I think, isn't it? But I can't choose the cheapest thing on the menu, so pride and fools, I know, but yeah. I wonder about the Cabernet Sauvignon. Unless you want to go for the £33 Malbec. Okay. Shall we go for the Cabernet Sauvignon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so that's a wine done.
Yep.
I'd like to find this short one. Right, so the starting rule is 6 or 7.
What, sorry?
Starting rule is 6 or 7.
Right, okay, yep.
So we've got grilled seal salmon.
Yep.
Mutton pie. Mutton pie with meat and turkey. Then give blue and chicken salad.
Yep.
Watercress pies and walnut.
Yep.
Hockey strips with rocky and farmhouse bread.
Yep.
Smoked haddock souffle.
Yep.
With white baked with two fries and quail eggs.
Yep.
Ham off with beef and a cream.
Yep.
With one chutney and chutney souffle.
Yep.
Lamb sweet bread.
I've heard that the souffle is meant to be quite nice. Yep, fine. Do you want to catch somebody's eye to order the wine? If there is anybody about.
Can we order the wine here? Can we have the
Argentinian Cabernet Sauvignon. Thank you very much.
Right, so we have pie of the day, which is, as you said, with salmon.
Yep.
We have pan fried salmon.
Yep.
Roasted pork. So, pan fried salmon and day pork.
Yep.
And then this is powder.
Yep.
And then we've got
Yep.
Jacob's Ladder with parsley and lamb.
Yep.
I can't remember what Jacob's Ladder is.
I think it's some kind of rib.
Okay, yeah, cheap rib.
Yeah, it's a cheap rib, but it's a particular part of the rib, I think.
Right, okay. And artichoke ravioli.
Okay.
And so lamb shank hot pot as well.
Lamb shank hot pot, okay.
And then artichoke ravioli, spinach, parmesan, and thin crust.
Okay.
And then you've got the grill.
Yep.
Which is free range chicken breast with green beans, onion, ketchup, shrimp, and bacon jam.
Yep.
We have a 30 32 day dry age run.
Yeah.
With chips and burn your shorts. Or burn a short, you know. Our 32 day dry age ribeye. With chips and burn your shorts. Or you can have a 32 day dry age fillet. With chips and burn a short. And the run is 20, the ribeye is 25. And the fillet is 32.
Okay. And on the main menu, the two fish things, how much are they?
Salmon is 15.
Yep.
The cod is 18.
Okay. And just to remind me, sorry, the salmon was hollandaise and...
English asparagus.
Asparagus.
The pie was raw salmon as well.
It's what, sorry?
The pie was raw salmon. Yeah. It was 12.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
And if you get a side, you can get frozen wild potato.
Sorry? Yep, okay.
Do you want to try it?
Yes, I'll try it. I think we're okay on it, aren't we?
Jacob's ladder for you?
Just asking what it is. Right, okay.
It's with tender flavor and it's with red wine sauce.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Van, stay there. Oh, sorry, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, that's very nice. Well, that is nice, actually. I think we'll have no problem drinking that, Mark. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think we are, yep.
Yeah.
You go first, Mark.
Okay, could I have the muffin tart, please? And then could I have the I'd go for the rock, please. Medium rare, please.
And I'll have the souffle to start, please. And then the... Oh. I think I'll go for the cod, please. Do I need to order any kind of side thing with that, or does it have enough? I think probably not too bad. So, I mean, it just comes with the champ.
Exactly.
If you think that's enough, then...
If you see it's not a lot, just let me know, and I'll bring the side for you.
No problem at all. That sounds perfect. No. Thank you very much.
In the meantime, we have bread.
Excellent.
So, white or brown,
eh? White, please. Thank you. Is there any butter?
Yes, there is. I'll do the butter.
Thank you.
The butter will be on the plate.
Thank you. Bread's quite nice.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I didn't realise.
Very nice, thank you.
Thank you very much.
No problem at all, thank you. Yeah, I thought I ended up with a lot of butter. I didn't realise I'd taken the whole dish. After them more, if need be. What is slightly peculiar is that the early reviews of this place really raved about the music that they had on in the background. I don't know, but it's just that they apparently have some kind of consultant-designed playlist that apparently is really good, but... Yeah. Check us in on Facebook.